This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. The Pentagon says Iran has fired more than a dozen ballistic missiles at least two Iraqi air bases that house U.S. troops. VOA correspondent Carla Babb broke the story late Tuesday when she was told the Al-Asad air base was hit by rocket fire. The Pentagon later said the Erbil air base was also targeted and struck by ballistic missiles. There were conflicting reports that Camp Taji, about 27 kilometers north of Baghdad, was also struck. A spokesman says it is clear the missiles were fired from Iran. It is not yet clear whether there are injuries or deaths as a result of the attack. Iran's Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps sent out a statement calling the attack revenge for the assassination and martyrdom, their words, of Qasem Soleimani, the commander of Iran's elite Quds force, targeted by a U.S. strike last week. The White House says U.S. President Donald Trump has been briefed and is consulting with his national security team. U.S. forces have been on high alert since last week's targeted killing of General Soleimani. President Trump has backed away from his threats to target Iranian cultural sites. AP's Ed Donahue has that story.
The president first tweeted the threat and said it again to reporters over the weekend after the airstrike that killed Iran's top general. Targeting cultural sites is a war crime.
If that's what the law is, I like to obey the law. But think of it. They kill our people. They blow up our people. And then we have to be very gentle with their cultural institutions. But I'm okay with it.
Defense Secretary Mark Esper distanced the Pentagon from the president's threat. Ed Donahue, Washington.
Australian Prime Minister Scott Morrison says he will pay whatever it takes to help the victims of bushfires that have killed 25 people and destroyed some 2,000 homes across three states. Morrison committed an extra $1.4 billion to a rebuilding fund. VOA News.